Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So David Romero, well, he already had a warrant out for his arrest in Putnam County, Florida, on third-degree grand theft charges. He was taken into custody in Palm Coast on Monday afternoon as he was about to drive out of the Target parking lot, according to the sheriff's office. Deputies ordered him to step out of his white pickup truck, which matched the registered owner of the previous arrest warrant. As the 46-year-old man made his way from the truck to a sheriff's office patrol car, his pants continued to fall down his waist. As he was being placed in the back of the car, one of the shoplift products fell out of his pants. Surveillance video from inside Target shows Romero allegedly stuffing several items inside tan shapewear he grabbed from the store. He also grabbed a few grocery items, which are reportedly the only items he paid for before walking out of the store. And probably the only things that would have felt good being stuffed in his pants. So that guy is a real criminal genius, no question about it. Now this guy, Florida man charged with shooting a missile into an occupied vehicle, causing a truck to roll and crash. 28-year-old man in Florida was arrested for allegedly targeting and shooting two people in a moving pickup truck, causing the vehicle to flip over and crash, and also shooting a missile into the truck while both occupants were still inside. This guy was taken into custody, charged with two counts of attempted first-degree premeditated murder with a firearm, as well as one count of shooting a missile into an occupied vehicle. It's not a charge you hear a lot about, shooting a missile into an occupied vehicle. It's just not a very common charge in law enforcement, I don't think. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. According to the Collier County Sheriff's Office, at around 11 p.m. on Thursday, June 1st, the guy was involved in a shooting incident. Investigators say that he specifically targeted the two victims who were both shot while inside a black pickup truck. Now, records show that he's being held on attempted murder charges, while his bond for shooting a missile into an occupied vehicle was set at $250,000, which sounds to me like more than perfectly fair. The missile caused, well, the shooting at the truck caused the truck to roll over and crash, and then shooting the missile was an outrageous act of violence that was senseless and deliberate. Naples Daily News said deputies responding to the scene of the crash initially believed that the two injured persons were victims of a single car crash. However, the sheriff's office said that first responders later realized that the two victims were both suffering from gunshot wounds. Now, luckily, they're going to be okay. They were transported via airlift to Gulf Coast Medical Center in Fort Myers. And they released a photograph showing the back of the truck being driven by the victims when they were shot, in hopes that the picture would generate new leads leading to an arrest. And it worked. Authorities also offered a $3,000 reward for information, and that worked as well. So there you go, shooting a missile into a car might be a first for law enforcement, but the warrant issued for his arrest states that he did unlawfully, wantonly, or maliciously shoot a bullet or projectile from a firearm at, within, or into a vehicle.
What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It's already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because someone can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but they can sell a child 5 to 10 times per day. On July 4th, witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience. The goal is for 2 million people to get into theaters the week of July 4th and remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. Buying tickets in advance sends an important message. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward so they can pack theaters the week of July 4th. Visit angel.com/freedom.
Today's an important day, by the way. Very important day. I don't know if you realize this. It's June 21st, summer solstice. First day of summer, longest day of the year, and also the end of our time. That's right. Greta Thunberg, the little young climate activist who apparently now may be going to jail at some point, she tweeted out 11:18 a.m., June 21st, 2018. Quote, A top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. 5 years ago today, the prediction, the world will end, by Greta Thunberg, 11:18 a.m., June 21st, 2018. And here we are. So it's possible the day's not over yet. So before you get all cocky and think, okay, I got this, you know, you always live every day like it's your last. I believe that in life. Day is not over yet. I can't tell you what's going to happen in the next couple hours, but at this moment in time, at least, you might be safe. You might be. Possibly. I think it was AOC who also predicted, what'd she say, 7 years at one point? So we might, maybe it's 6 years. Maybe by this time next year, we'll all be dead. It's possible. Who knows? Hard to say. I do know that the climate change lunatics are now coming for your pets. They're also putting climate change on the menu at hospitals. I don't like this. I got to go in for surgery in a couple weeks. And I'm not excited about this because they say here the story from the American Medical Association. Hospitals put climate change on the menu. U.S. hospitals feed millions of patients, staff, and visitors annually with no small environmental impact. All along the food chain, from trucking to trashing, hospitals are stepping up to better protect the planet. Oh, yeah. The role that food plays in helping or harming the planet, for example, 34% of greenhouse gas emissions worldwide are food-related, according to a 2021 Nature Food article. What's more, healthcare has a significant environmental footprint. If the global healthcare sector were a country, it would be the fifth largest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, and a large chunk of hospitals' environmental impact comes from their food services. All that wonderful, delicious hospital food. Mmm! The finest chicken broth you can find anywhere. You know, the left is also, the climate left, kookery, they're also slaughtering cows in Ireland. Yes. They're killing cows in Ireland, which is stupid, because people love to eat beef. And so what's going to happen is, Brazil, for example, will see an increase in the number of people that want to buy Brazilian beef, because Irish beef, which is some of the most loved around the world, will go down. There'll be less supply. This demand is still going to be there. And then you're going to have to cut down more rainforest to let more cows grow, graze in Brazil, for example. So that's actually going to make climate change worse, according to the doomsday sayers who say the rainforest destruction will lead to the end of the world. So there's always an unintended consequence with all this stuff. No doubt about it. But the one thing I do know, though, is that they will continue to lie and scare people about climate change. Their main goal here is to make everybody vegan. Not because they care about life. They don't, obviously. But that's the goal. And you see that in New York City now, too. Mayor Eric Adams, who's a vegan, is now using policy to try to get New York City to embrace veganism by buying less meat. The cities buys less meat. They serve less meat. If you're in jail and you start to have to eat an Impossible Burger or something like that, or Impossible Whopper, whatever it is, that's not a fun place to be. I mean, jail's not fun anyway. But then you have to eat vegan food. That's even worse. But of course, you could, if you're a male, just identify as a woman and go to a woman's prison, which could make it more fun, I guess. Which is also happening. I think I shared that with you yesterday on the show.
Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15+1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec.
But it's that time of the show for this. Let's do it, Steve.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
It is the Quick Five, and then we got a lot of it today going on. So obviously, everybody's talking about the submersible, and this is the submersible right now. We're all praying for it. They are searching a size of this twice the state of Connecticut, basically, right now, is what's happening. and less than 24 hours of oxygen remain. It's just a harrowing, harrowing search right now. California has been besieged by crime, as you know. In fact, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just cut a new campaign commercial in California, in San Francisco. Well, one California supermarket has installed metal exit gates to stop frequent shoplifters from raiding groceries. This is happening amid spiraling opioid-fueled crime that has caused stores and people to flee the region. I'll tell you something. If it ends up being Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis, that's going to be one hell of a great presidential debate, is it not? You can compare California to Florida. That would be a great debate if that happens, because you know Gavin Newsom is just dying to run for president. And his state has become, it's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. There's so much crime in California right now. People are fleeing. San Francisco is a shell of what it once was. And these stores now are having to deal with so many chronic shoplifters because the policies in California enable shoplifting. So they're taking matters into their own hands with stuff like this. Dallas, Texas, I know many of you are there right now in Dallas. Dallas residents must soon report some offenses online to free up officers for more serious crimes. That's right. It's a new requirement. It comes as police response times continue to climb, challenging the department as staffing shortages worsen and calls for service increase. Mandatory online reporting of certain crimes will reduce the time it takes police to reach high priority calls, they said. I'm not sure what exactly will qualify, but some of the ideas they said: credit or debit card abuse, harassing calls or texts, motor vehicle burglaries, things like that. And yes, shoplifting under $2,500. So if you're a store owner, you know, you'll have to do it online. There's an app for that, I guess. It just shows you how busy our men and women in blue really are these days, right? The Ozempic is a drug that people are using now off-label to lose weight, and some doctors say they're seeing an uptick in Ozempic patients in hospitals because people are using this now to try to lose weight, and it's not meant for that, and so it's leading to people going to the emergency room. So just be very careful if you're one of those people trying to use it for quick weight loss. And Gannett sues Google over its alleged ad tech monopoly. Yes, the newspaper publisher says Google is allegedly illegally monopolizing the advertising technology market. And the lawsuit echoes arguments made by the United States Department of Justice in its second lawsuit against Google. They say they've monopolized market trading to their advantage. A lot more to talk about. Turns out that a scientist from EcoHealth Alliance was one of the first people to get sick with COVID-19. And what we realize now is that the misinformation police that was out there in the United States of America, who were blasting anybody who talked about the COVID lab leak theory, well, today they look like fools. They should look like fools because they tried to censor you and they tried to censor me. Over at Reason.com, they have a piece on this. The lab leak theory of COVID-19's origins gained tremendous legitimacy as the Wall Street Journal confirmed independent reports that the earliest outbreak occurred at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in November of 2019. And patients zero are Chinese scientists, one of whom is from EcoHealth Alliance. The cases occurred well before the Chinese wet market outbreak favored by people like Anthony Fauci and the scientific community and other people as well. The animal origin theory, pangolins, bat burgers. I liked the idea of people eating bats, bat burgers with a side of pangolin fries. And then they threw raccoon dogs in the mix. You remember that? They're so lovable and cuddly, raccoon dogs. Maybe they started the pandemic. Maybe it was like a turducken. It was a bat, pangolin, raccoon, dog combination somebody served on Thanksgiving or something like that. Maybe it's a global pandemic. Look, what do you know? But we all know what happened here. It came from a lab. And China is hardly the only government on the hook here. The lab leak means that research paid for by U.S. tax dollars and vouched for by coronavirus czar Anthony Fauci is partly to blame for a pandemic that killed millions of people worldwide. Fauci, the very person tasked with leading the United States' response to COVID-19, was in charge of the government agency that gave the Chinese researcher the gain of function that initially sickened him with the very disease of COVID-19. Millions of dollars to experiment with bat coronaviruses. Now, the White Coat Waste Project has done great work on this in really bringing this to the forefront of everything that was happening. And what they found is that the Patient Zero was funded by the United States government. And this report proves this. It's amazing. Ben Hu is Patient Zero. Then the White Coat Waste investigation reveals the origin of COVID. Newly leaked United States intelligence identified this guy, this scientist Hu, as the first person to get sick at the Wuhan lab. In 2021, the White Coat Waste Project first obtained receipts via a Freedom of Information Act challenge lawsuit proving the United States government funded the gain-of-function animal experiments. Now, if you think about it, people should again have to pay for this. People lied. People died. Somebody should be held accountable for this. And the question is, do you think anybody ever will? And the Biden administration is still covering for this. They're still covering this up. They are supposed to turn over to Congress the declassified report on the origins of COVID-19. The deadline has passed. The deadline came and went. They are still not turning the information over to Congress. And as the Blaze reports, a damning new report indicates that Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, the National Institute of Health of Allergy and Infectious Diseases under Anthony Fauci, and the Chinese military co-opted Wuhan Institute of Virology. They all worked together on this. And this research that they worked on together may have ultimately resulted in the deaths of over 1.1 million Americans. And yes, I said the Chinese military. Chinese military. So what do I mean? We have to get to the bottom of this. How is this? Why are we still dealing with declassified information on this? They've missed the legal deadline on the COVID origins. Why are we still trying to cover this up, if not to protect China? Explain this to me. I could understand if what China's, remember early on in the pandemic, China said maybe it was coming from frozen TV dinners made in the United States of America. China actually said that at one point. So fine, if that's what our government concluded, that actually came from a hungry man meal with turkey and mashed potatoes, and I do love those mashed potatoes. They are delicious, and usually a little biscuit there. If that's the case, then fine, keep it classified. We don't need that in our conscience. I'm okay with it. Okay, understood. The little usually cranberry dessert, you know what I mean? That could have been it right there in a frozen TV dinner. Cranberry delicious dessert. Next thing you know, global pandemic. Okay, but other than that, if it did not come from an American TV dinner, there is zero reason to keep this classified. Zero, unless you're trying to protect China. Federal documents recently obtained as a result of the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit reveal the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and United States Agency for International Development funded an EcoHealth Alliance subcontractor's work on coronaviruses to the tune of $41 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of cash. Am I right? It's a lot of cashish. EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak's group. He was another one that lied and said this came from a wet market. He knew it didn't, but he and Fauci, they covered this up. Why? Because gain-of-function research makes these people a lot of money. It's very profitable, you understand. The subcontractor listed as an investigator on the grants was Ben Hu. The Blaze previously noted that the Wuhan Institute of Virology's lead on gain-of-function research on SARS-like coronaviruses, and this guy is patient zero, having been one of three lab researchers first infected with COVID-19 in November of 2019. Alina Chan, molecular biologist at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, said Ben Hu is essentially the next Xi Zhengli. He was her star pupil. He had been making chimeric SARS-like viruses and testing these in humanized mice. If I had a guess who would be doing this risky virus research and most at risk of getting accidentally infected, it would be him. So then ask yourself the question, what is the Biden administration protecting from China's perspective?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.